When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Mark, I've been saying for years that Ping help you play your best because that is exactly what they've done for me throughout my entire career. And now I've been having a look at the new Blueprint S and T irons, and boy, they are impressive. So much so that I've got the new Blueprint S irons in my bag at the moment.
So what do you like about them so much? I mean, I've never seen you this excited about a golf club.
Well, I could go through the specs, which are exceptional, but I won't. I will say, though, that if you're looking for more ball speed and if you want to lower your scores, if you want to mix and match and still look great, you should check them out because the new Blueprint S and T irons, they are definitely worth a look.
Nice.
Just book in with your local golf shop or professional to arrange a Ping club fitting.
Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen is back live on Tuesday, January 16. And it wouldn't happen without our great mates at Ping. You can see your local golf pro for a Ping club fitting. It's a great experience. You'll love it. Just ask Nick O'Hearn. He did it a couple of months ago and still raves about it. And the Golf Clearance Outlet. You're looking for a great price on great gear? Well, that's exactly what you'll get. Nick and Mark had a lot of fun with the top fives over the last year or so. Well, to be fair, they might have had the odd top six or even top 10, but mostly top fives. Let's revisit this one.
We're doing the top five, Nicky. It's my turn as well.
So last week, it's your rules one, isn't it? Yeah, go for it. I'm very curious about this.
So this is the worst rules in golf history. Okay, so a lot of rules have been changed, but I'm going to go. I've already gone back in history and checked them out. And number five on my list was the old stymie rule. What an absolute joke that you couldn't mark your ball and somebody who was right, if your opponent's ball was in the way, they had to go around your ball or they had to jump the ball with a 9-iron or something. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but this is before our time, though, I would imagine. I've never had to play it. I actually would have enjoyed playing match play that way. That would have been a bit of fun.
Would you have beaten Tiger a couple of times?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Probably would have beaten him three times.
I might have even won by more.
Number four. Who was the guy who said we should drop the ball over our shoulder? I wouldn't mind slapping that bloke around. I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
That is a shocker.
I can remember when I first started playing golf, I had to drop the ball over my shoulder. I hit my heel every once in a while. We'd skid away. It's a stupid rule. All right. Now, this one, I was close to putting this at number one, but I've resisted. Local rule here, a local rule, and many clubs do it. Rakes in bunkers. Please, can we just get some kind of a movement going around the world where you do not leave the rake in the bunker? There is nothing worse than someone rakes it, they've walked out the wrong way, they've put the rake all the way up the face of the bunker, you're the next group to play and your ball rests against that and you've got to move the rake and then put the ball back somehow. A disgrace.
No, I agree with you on that one. The other thing is when you rake the bunker, a lot of people just throw the rake back in and all of a sudden it leaves a bigger mark than what they first had in
there.
So, yep, totally agree.
Just get the rakes out of the bunkers, please. Number two. This is inspired by your wife, Nick. Mud balls. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Oh.
So we're talking about when you get some mud on your golf ball. When you get some mud on the golf ball. Hello, Alana. That sounded bad, but it wasn't meant to be. When you're playing golf and there's mud on the golf ball, you should be allowed to wipe that off because that is like playing lawn bowls. The bias on the ball actually throws it off
fairway,
a million miles. Only in the fairway, I'm with you. But if there is mud on the ball and it's a big chunk of mud, you should be able to take that off. It should be a local. And by the way, clubs, yeah, but committees, you can make it a local rule if you like.
Yeah, but at the same time, how much is enough, right? It's like, I'm not sure what number your number one is, but I don't know if it's the divot rule.
No,
you
it's
know,
not.
If you go in a divot on a fairway, a lot of people complain about that. But what constitutes a divot? Is it a slight depression?
Yes,
is it an old
right.
divot, a new divot? I mean, it's the same with mud. So yeah. I'm not sure about that one. But yeah, I wish I'd had the rule today because it would have helped me.
And my number one, and you're right, it's not the ball in a divot. I mean, thankfully. Hopefully that rule will never be changed because you've got to learn how to hit a golf ball out of a divot if you want to call yourself a golfer. But my number one rule that was completely stupid because it's been changed. Once upon a time, you could put your putter down behind a golf ball on a putting green, and if that ball moved, even if you didn't touch it, you were deemed to have made it move, and it was a one-shot penalty if you moved it back and a two-shot penalty if you did not. And that was the stupidest rule in golf. And thankfully, it has been changed. It's only been changed in like the last 5 years, isn't it, Nick?
Only 2 years ago, yeah. Maybe. I don't know how recent it was. But no, I totally agree with you on that one. That's a good one. How do you feel about patting down spike marks and all that now?
Yeah, I don't mind them, actually. Well, no one's wearing metal spikes anymore. So I'm very happy that you could tap down the spike marks.
Are.
Oh, yeah, on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, on PGA Tour, yeah. So those guys are happy.
So are you allowed to wear spikes? I'll give you a few tours, Nick, because you'll know this. So, Tick, you are allowed to wear metal spikes on the PGA Tour. DP World Tour, are you allowed to wear spikes?
Yep.
Australasian Tour?
I assume so.
I don't think you are.
I don't know.
I don't think...
Really? Okay.
When Tiger comes down, does he wear spikes?
No, he's not a spikes guy anymore. Well, he's still wearing the FootJoys rather than the Nikes, remember?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So that's my top five. If I have missed any rules that are so stupid in this game that you want to change them, just get in contact with us on our socials, and there's a half a chance we're going to read them out in our tweets to the editor.
Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen. They're back on Tuesday, January 16, for another big year of Talk Birdie to Me. We'll see you then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.